morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Sam. How you doing?
Doing great, Earl. Did you enjoy that sunny day yesterday?
Yeah, I was out. I spent almost the entire day outside and working on my yard and barbecuing. And to be honest with you, you know, I just had on a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And for almost the entire day, it must have reached 60s in Milwaukee. I don't know what it was in Madison, but I know we were in the 60s.
I got sunburned even, Earl. Like, I have some color on me.
And that even felt like it might have even got close to 70 here. I don't know what the official, temperature was, but it was an unbelievably, warm early spring. And I think I hear the other guy. Who is that guy on the other? Who that goomer?
Yeah.
Sandy, how you doing?
I don't know. I live in the shadows.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, it was quite a weekend. The spring seemed like it was around the corner. Maybe today it'll still be right there. I don't know. It's hard to tell today.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be in the 60s again today. And did you get a lot of yard work done on Saturday, or were you golfing?
No, neither one. I had a busy day, but it didn't involve either of those two. And I still have a daunting task ahead of me. This ice rink I put up actually has lots of pieces. It's like a huge Lego set. I've got to put it away before the Milwaukee River comes and sweeps it away.
Oh, that's right. So are you going to have any problems with the Milwaukee River coming
in the spring? Every spring it goes over its banks, and I live on the bank, so my part of my lower yard, gets pretty wet. It's a first world problem. I'm not complaining.
I will say this, man. Sandy, why don't you let's talk a little bit before we get started. Because you live in a kind of like a nature preserve, your land and where your home is really wonderful. Any animals return yet?
Oh, well, the animals never left. You know, the geese stay all winter. Coyotes, turkeys, we've got the whole bunch of animals. So some of them kind of go into where you don't see them very often. You don't see any skunks in the, and you actually you don't see skunks in the summer. You smell them, but I live adjacent to a conservancy, so we have the advantage of all the nature preserve that's right there. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I need to hang up, Earl. I've got some interference on my end, at least. So I'll get back. I'm going to call back.
Well, we're dealing with a couple of technical difficulties right now, but we are having Earl Ingram call on into the show so we can have him speak a little clearer. But otherwise, we were having a discussion. There he is. Hi,
Earl. All right. I'm back, Sandy. Can you hear me?
Sandy is not with us yet, but he will be back.
Okay. So Monday morning glitches, we'll get them worked out. As soon as possible. But Sandy lives in a wonderful, wonderful area where all those trees and birds and all of those things, it's actually, you know, just a serene, serene area, and that, and the river's right there in his backyard, and so you can see all that nature. So I was wondering, you know, if after a long winter that you can see, you know, those things, Sandy, you know, you said that the river generally rises, even if the river, which should be low this year, because of the fact that we didn't get much in the way of rain last year and not much in the way of runoff from snow. You think it's still going to?
Well, you know, the river, Milwaukee River's got lots of land that the watershed for it. When it rains very hard, the river can go up and down quite a bit. So in the spring, you tend to get big rains. The river won't flood unless we get some big rains, but it happens typically in April and May. We get some big rains, and if you get a thunderstorm that lasts all day, the river will go over its banks. So that I deal with that, but it's I'm used to it.
Did you get a chance to see the Badger game yesterday?
I did. You know, I turned it off and on because it was depressing. I just had a feeling what the end was going to be from pretty early in the game. And, you know, the Badgers all season, I think, have had just close games. You know, they'd scrapped their way through. And I didn't really have a lot of hope that they were going to get very far in this tournament because it's, you know, it's one and done. And every team you're playing is scrapping full out. So, I was sorry to see it end the way it did, and I'm sorry that they lost. I think when they lost their primary
point guard,
I think that hurt a lot. I think Davis isn't as good a guard.
You know, Sandy, the amazing thing is to watch a team like Iowa State that was 2-22 last year. Make that kind of change inside of 1 year, that's an unbelievable accomplishment, right?
Yeah. I mean, basketball is kind of remarkable in that way, in that it doesn't take, you know, a football team, you have to have 8 or 9 outstanding, you know, you can't have any weak spots, and it's 11-man team. Basketball is a 5-man team. In college basketball, they don't go to the bench as much as they do in the pros because they don't play as many games. So, you know, you get 3 good players on a team, you can turn it around pretty quickly.
Yeah, but 2-22 to the final 16. I don't know if that's ever been done before. And it is a testament to who the coach is. And whoever that guy is, he's done a magnificent job. As I watched that game, you could kind of sense that Wisconsin, and even Saturday, the game that Wisconsin played, they were fighting for their lives throughout that whole period of time against a team that, even though it won 15 games, it was certainly not a team with any powerhouses. So I think it just goes to show you got to have more than one great player in college, and the others, you know, marginal at best, which is what the Badgers really had. They had one great player, and the other players were marginal. And you know, Greg Gard and the will of – and it was a testament to what a team is all about. That's why the Badgers were able to make it as far as they were, as far as they did, because they really had a consummate, unselfish team, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I thought both teams played the same kind of game. The Iowa State and Wisconsin, but they were both just scrappy team play. And and I think it's hard to rely if your best player is an outside shooting guard, an explosive guard, but not a big dominant guy. That if his game isn't on, the team can suffer. And I think that was the problem this time.
Yeah, you saw that towards the end of the game, there was nowhere else to go. Just constantly feeding the ball to one guy. He's basically going, you know, 1-on-5, 1-on-4. You take your hat off to him that he's, you know, such a great player that, you know, even at a major college level, you know, to go 1-5 and then be able to even make it close is a testament to who that guy is and his talent level. But, you know, that can be exposed when you get to where they were in the end, and that's where it was.
Yeah, I think what's kind of cool about the Wisconsin team is how Wisconsin-centric the team has become. You know, Wisconsin's become a real basketball powerhouse state, producing stars like Davis, right? I mean, he's from La Crosse.
Right, right. So, Sandy, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Brother, come on, talk to me. Brother, you can see. Brother.